This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia. The crew of the guided missile cruiser USS Monterey held a decommissioning ceremony on board Naval Station Norfolk, Virginia, September 16th. The ship's commissioning commanding officer, Captain Joel Heaton, as well as former crew members, joined hundreds of attendees to celebrate the ship's distinguished 32-year history of naval service. Unique to the Navy, when we serve on a ship, it becomes a part of us, who we are, how we act, how we think, and live. Similarly, we all in turn become part of that ship. It is a tremendously powerful legacy, said Vice Admiral Jim Kilby, Deputy Commander, U.S. Fleet Forces Command. This is most definitely the case with USS Monterey. She is certainly a testament to her excellent crews, and she has been rough in battle and ready in peace. Monterey's current commanding officer, Commander David M. Schaller, spoke of the powerful bond between sailors and their ships and the lives shaped aboard. Nobody joins the Navy to decommission a ship, said Schaller. The Monterey crew performed their duties of putting her to rest in the most professional and exemplary manner, honoring her storied history and service to our nation. Over its 32 years of service, the cruiser has been an important part of America's national defense strategy. In local news, the MWR Library is currently hosting Banned Books Week. Banned Books Week was started by the American Library Association to celebrate the freedom to read, and it highlights books that were banned at one point or that are currently banned in other countries. Head over to the MWR Library to learn more about the books that made the banned list. They'll also have a banned books display with props so you can take a fake mugshot photo. For more information on this event, be sure to check out Rota MWR's Facebook page. Reporting from NAVSTAY Rota, I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia.